An Auckland emergency nurse says many of her colleagues go home after every shift wondering if they can go back for the next one as COVID cases rise. There were 43 people in hospital yesterday, just one short of the record number, and Middlemore Hospital was predicting 20 cases a day through its ED by next month. The nurse is a delegate for the nurses' organisation and works in one of the city's main hospitals. She told health correspondent Rowan Quinn, not enough has been done to prepare.
Right now, nurses are feeling so anxious and they're getting so despondent because they feel that our healthcare system is not going to cope. On a daily shift basis, we are so short of staff because lots of staff have been already stood down. The DHBs are trying to fill the gaps, and it's just impossible because we do not have the staffing available. So nurses are really, really feeling it, feeling really anxious, and they feel like, you know, there's a tsunami coming. They can see the tsunami coming. What do they do? Do they run towards it or do they back off? That is what they are feeling, we are feeling right now.
And in terms of, you know, having the nursing shortages in emergency departments, is that across all of Auckland's DHBs?
Yes, this is happening all around Auckland EDs. The nurses are working short-staffed as it is. And then on a daily basis, they are getting texts to say, can you work? Can someone pick up this shift? And that is 3-4 nurses short per shift or 2 healthcare assistants. So it is becoming a very dire situation right now. And they are thinking, what am I doing here? Why am I having to do this?
Do you think people are going to leave?
Yes, people are going to be leaving.
Have you already had people leaving?
Yes, we've had people leaving.
The stress
is getting too much for them. They are unable to cope with the stress.
Is that recently?
And that is, yes, and that's senior nurses as well. Some of these nurses have been nursing for over 20 years, and they find that this is it. I cannot handle this anymore. And so we are losing experienced nurses.
If it's short-staffed in an ED shift, what yep. does that mean for the nurses there? How is their work different if there's not enough of them?
That's the whole issue here. Because we can't fill the gaps on a certain shift, it puts a huge amount of stress on the nurses that are working on the day because they are scrambling to try and help each other. And it's just becoming horrendous for them because they are also thinking, if this is going to go on any further and we are going to have a further influx of COVID patients that need to be isolated, we do not have the space to put them. We cannot put them in the corridor. So where do we send them? How do we manage this? The DHBs are trying their best, but I think right now they also do not have any answers because of the shortage of staffing.
And that was an emergency nurse from one of Auckland's hospitals speaking with health correspondent Rowan Quinn. We're going to speak to the health minister after 7 here on Morning Report.